Baphomet Tzia, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Baphomet Tzia Bavli, Daf Chaf Hei. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, on the top line, with the word Tani. Tani matza ben pasim lepasim, min ha'agaf lefnim, kelefnim, min ha'agaf lechutz, kelechutz. If you found it between the door frames, from the threshold inwards is considered inside and it belongs to the house owner. From the threshold outwards is considered outside and the finder may keep it. Im haya mefulash lefnim afilu mechetzev lechutz, hawe elu shel balabayis. Now concerning the Mishnah's case of finding an item inside a new wall, if the hole only opens inwards, even from the middle outwards, the items will belong to the wall owner. Im haya mefulash lechutz afilu mechetzev lefnim hawe elu shel maitzeihem. If the hole only opens outwards, then even from the middle inwards, the item belongs to the finder. Now the Mishnah taught, "Haya maskirim la'achirim, afilim marza b'seich habayis, hawe elu shaloi." If the owner rented it to others, then even if he found it inside the house, he may keep it. Am Rabbi Yirmiyah said, "Bepunduk is palgun, ava b'chotza kol ama moed shechayav lahachuiz." We find a dispute between Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and Rabbanon when he rented out his house to a number of people, like an inn. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, because a number of people used the house, even though they were all Jews, the owner of the item will give up hope of ever retrieving it, because he's going to assume that it was taken by a dishonest person. However, in the courtyard of the inn, where people are just passing through, all agree that he has to announce it. Rabbi Yosi b'chotza is palgun ava b'pundik kolam moider shehu shel moitzer. Rabbi Yosi says, though, they disagree over courtyard, but all agree that if it was found inside the inn, then he may keep it. We come now to the next Mishnah. Marza b'chanus hawe elu shaloi. If he found it in a store, he may keep it. Ben ateva lechenvani hawe elu shel chenvani. If it was found between the table and the shopkeeper, it belongs to the shopkeeper. Lifnei ha-shulchani, hu shaloi. If he found money in front of the money changer, means in the space where the customers are, he may keep it. Ben akisei v'la-shulchani, hu shal-shulchani. If it was found between the chair and the money changer, it belongs to the money changer. Lokach peiros mechaveroi, oishu sholeach lechaveroi peiros, umarza b'seichoi ma'os, hawe elu shaloi. If a person bought produce from his friend, or his friend sent him produce and he found money inside it, he may keep it. But if the money was wrapped up, he has to take it and announce it, because the knot or the quantity of produce is an identifying mark. Af ha-simla, ha-isa b'chlal, kol elu, v'lama yarsa, l'hakish elea, el ma-ha-simla, miyuchedes, she-yesh ba-simonim, v'yesh la-toivim, af kol dover, she-yesh la-simonim, v'yesh la-toivim, chayav la-hachwis. The case of a dress in the Pasuk in Dvarim, in Perichov Beis, Pasuk Gimel, was also part of the general rule. So why did the Pasuk mention it separately? To compare other things to it, just as a dress has identifying marks and an owner, so to any item that has identifying marks and the owner wishes to retrieve it, then it has to be announced. And the Gemara says, "Amar Blaza kini masnisa agabi kise shaloi agabi teva shaloi." The Blaza says that we can understand from the Mishnah that if it was found on top of a chair or on the table, he may keep it.